Good afternoon with 2DU Regional News. I'm Brett Murray. Authorities are still trying to piece together the final moments before Sarah Tilo's fatal accident. Sarah, the daughter of world water skiing champion Tenya Tilo, suffered serious head and spinal injuries after a severe fall in Sunday's bridge-to-bridge race on the Hawkesbury River and tragically lost her fight for life on Monday night. Sarah's funeral arrangements are still to be organised, and Wellington Mayor Rod Bure says Sarah accomplished so much in her short life.
She was a delightful young person and a real ambassador, not just for Wellington, clearly an ambassador for Australia in competing in a world championship, but I think more broadly just an ambassador for young people generally and a great example of what young people can achieve if they really put their minds to it.
Police have launched a new suite of domestic violence support materials as part of their ongoing commitment to end domestic and family violence. Corporate sponsor for domestic and family violence, Assistant Commissioner Mark Murdoch, officially launched the materials today at New South Wales Police Headquarters to coincide with the 16 days of activism against gender violence, with White Ribbon Day on Monday marking the start of the campaign. The suite of materials included a DVD called Your Time to Be Heard, which was produced in conjunction with the Women's Domestic Violence Court Advocacy Program and provides advice to victims about the court process, focusing on their roles and responsibilities as a witness. Assistant Commissioner Murdoch said, on an average day, police will attend 370 incidents of domestic violence across the state and see firsthand the impact and harm it has on victims. Roads Minister Duncan Gay has ordered new regulations giving New South Wales truck inspectors greater powers to crack down on rogue trucking companies after they're found to have defects in their fleet. Minister Gay said New South Wales had the most comprehensive inspection scheme in the country, with more than 280 frontline inspectors and investigators that carry out more than 2 million screenings through checking stations, with more than 300,000 intercepts and details inspections each year. Mayor of Dubbo, Councillor Matt Dickerson, will officially welcome more than 40 new residents to the city tonight before being arrested and placed in stocks by the warden of the old Dubbo jail just after a quarter past six. The free event hosted by Dubbo City Council at the iconic old Dubbo jail provides new residents the opportunity to network over light refreshments in a social atmosphere. The Dubbo mayor said more than 240 relocators had attended new residents' nights in Dubbo over the past 24 months. Lions Club of Dubbo Macquarie hosted the 2013 Lions Youth of the Year Quest at the Dubbo RSL Jacaranda Room on Monday night. The quest, designed to encourage, foster and develop leadership in conjunction with other citizenship qualities, saw three female students from Macquarie Anglican Grammar School taking part in club judging, with one male student from St John's Primary. MAG student Kelsey Harper was selected unanimously by the three-person judging panel as the winner for public speaking, and Patrick Allen from St John's Primary named overall winner of the quest, who will now move into the zone judging in March next year. A visit to Redfern by 29 Dubbo College students has helped to increase their understanding of more recent Aboriginal history, particularly in relation to human rights and social justice. The excursion, organised by Aboriginal Studies and History teacher David Janetsky, saw the students spend 2 days in Redfern visiting organisations and meeting the characters who continue to play a critical role in the community. The students also got to visit Redfern's Aboriginal Medical Service and also had the privilege of meeting Auntie Bev, one of the original Sapphires. They also visited the Aboriginal Housing Company, the Metropolitan Lands Council, and the Babana Aboriginal Men's Group. In sporting news, the Federal Member for Parks, Mark Holton, has recognised the sporting achievements of local Dubbo sportspeople overnight at the 11th Annual Sports Awards held at the Dubbo RSL. Mr. Holton said that the anti-sporting culture was a credit to the City of Dubbo and congratulated the Dubbo City Council Sports Council on their contribution to the awards.
The top achievers in individual and team sports were recognised, and it was a great night. It was really good to see particularly the younger ones there that have done so well throughout the year in representing their school or their district or their town, and in some cases their country, at the top level. It was good to see them recognised.
20 sports people from netball, rugby league, touch footy, cycling and indoor cricket were recognised in the individual achievement category, and Courtney Granger for individual contribution. North Dubbo Public Knockout Hockey Team was also awarded the Team Achievement Award. And Dubbo Primary Schools, today and tomorrow, are playing host to a load of fun for Business Services HSC students. The Country Rugby League Business Services program aims to develop business acumen modelled on operations of a rugby league club that will involve students from nine different New South Wales towns, including students from Mulga, Gilgandra, Coleraine-Bri and Bathurst. Country Rugby League Game Development Manager, Western Region New South Wales, Kyle Myers, says the students will learn how to identify hazards and crowd management, as well as NRL club policies, amongst playing some traditional Indigenous games today at West Dubbo and St Pius 10 Primary Schools. More local news online at 2DU.com.au and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And that's the latest 2DU Regional News. I'm Brett Murray.
In the next 30 seconds...